It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Terry Haney. He is the director of the Nebraska LEAD program. Terry, thanks for joining us here today. The pork producers of the state of Nebraska and the LEAD program, definitely not strangers. Am I saying that correctly, Terry?
You're spot on, Chad. You know, the pork producers and the Nebraska LEAD program have been great partners since our very beginning, and we certainly appreciate the support that they give to the program. And, you know, that's why I'm on this little blurb this morning to talk about LEAD. You know, it's Nebraska's premier adult agricultural leadership development program. We certainly want to see more pork producers in the program. This is certainly a great step for them to gain those skills to become a future leader within the pork industry.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that in a moment, Terry. But first of all, just a quick synopsis. LEAD program, it's a two-year commitment, and you do a lot of things during that 2 years, right?
Oh, we do. You know, it is an intense program, and, you know, it does take a real commitment. We say take 2 years, but actually it's 19 months from start to finish. Over that 19-month period, LEAD fellows will participate in 12 three-day theme-based seminars that take place across the state of Nebraska. The first year studies local, state, national issues. That first year also includes 10 days to Kansas City, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. And while in Washington, D.C., we're going to visit the NPPC offices and visit with many of their people to give us an update on the pork industry, what's happening on the Hill, what they're doing on behalf of Nebraska pork producers there. And then that second year, we'll build on the first year studies. And then our capstone, I like to call it our capstone experience, would be our 14 to 16 day international study travel seminar. And we were able to do that this last January with LEAD 40 when they traveled to Costa Rica, Colombia, and Panama.
All right. Now let's talk about after the LEAD program. How does the LEAD program set up those in agriculture for service and leadership after the LEAD experience?
Well, what that does, what our program does, is we really build confidence, the ability to get up and speak, the ability to sit down and be quiet and listen. I think that communication, that confidence, that speaking, that listening, that those writing skills are so important in leaders. But we also provide firsthand knowledge of what the issues are from so many different perspectives, not just the pork industry, but all livestock industry, the crops, the water, international trade and policy, so important. Our swine industry is so reliant on our international trade with so many different partners out there. So we help build that knowledge base, the networking base, not only within their LEAD class, but with our almost 1,200 alums across the state and beyond, but also that network of those professionals that they're going to meet with during that 19-month period while they're in this program that they can rely on and connect with to get the facts, to get the information, to make the best decisions for Nebraska's pork industry.
Terry, we're in kind of the home stretch here, right? Still are accepting applications for the next LEAD group, right?
That's right. The deadline to get that application in is June 15th. So if you've got a listener out there that's interested in it, there's plenty of time to get that application completed. It's not a lengthy one. Heck, I filled it out myself 20-some years ago. If I can do it, anybody can do it. But they need to contact us right away. Our phone number here on East Campus at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln is 402-472-6810. Send us an email to leadprogram, L-E-A-D, program, at unl.edu, or check us out on the web. Type in Nebraska LEAD program, LEAD all in caps, their favorite browser. They can get the application materials right there on our website. They need to do it today. 2 weeks to go. We're looking forward to having more producers in the program, and we're looking forward to having more pork producers in the program. So I challenge the pork producers out there to get their younger leadership involved in this program. It's going to pay dividends, not only for the pork producers organization, but for Nebraska agriculture.
Very good. Very well said, Terry. Thank you so much for the thoughts and the insight. Again, that's Terry Haney. He is the director of the Nebraska LEAD program. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call their home office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 and check out the website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.